This is First Draft on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Mitzi Rapkin. Just with writing, not everything from an interview makes it into the final show, so here are some outtakes from this first draft. My guest was Jesse Goolsbee, author of the novel I'd Walk With My Friends If I Could Find Them. So how did you begin? I mean, you have these three main characters. What got you into the story?
One of the things was, you know, this early morning realization one morning when I was out for a run, that, you know, it's one of those great moments that everybody has, not just artists, you know, like, you know, where does this idea, you know, come from? And it hit me that one of the things I was really interested, not just in this book, but in writing about always and other stories and poems and stuff, was this idea that, you know, people are largely seeking these moments of repose in a world where there are no guaranteed moments of repose, where there's a certain type of courage in just waking up every day and getting dressed and trying your best. Because nothing guarantees that you're going to have a good day or this great moment of enlightenment or peace. And that was one of the realizations that I had in thinking about the characters of this book, where my initial impulse was, again, to gravitate toward the combat literature. One of the reasons for that, I think, and one of the reasons why we've had a lot of successful war narratives that focus tightly on the combat experience, is because there are immediate, clear stakes. When you're in a firefight or when you're going to drop a bomb or something, that kind of vitality and life or death situation is going to happen, you immediately have the reader with stakes right from the beginning. But I thought it might be really interesting to look at many different situations in which lives are delineated and investigated with those moments of combat stress, but as equally with moments of getting your kids to school, trying to go for a run when there's texting drivers on the road, going to a community pool where traumas and successes can happen at any moment. And so that was really my entry point, was when I sat down to start thinking about a whole book or a whole novel, was what are those touchstones in and outside of combat that would help illuminate a whole life that readers would be able to appreciate that have immediate stakes in combat, but also some different domestic and unusual scenes in which readers might not anticipate those successes and traumas. And so combining those felt very natural to me in showing, you know, the combat experience over there, but also the stakes of a domestic life.
Something that I thought was really interesting is that when they were in Afghanistan and they were there and they were helping people, as you were saying, they were helping with medical things, they were helping with food, they were really there to help. Killing wasn't their goal. But as it goes in the military, and as it can go with young men, they sort of talk smack in English in front of the Afghans. And I was really interested in some of those scenes where they were just sort of talking smack, but the people around them didn't know what they were saying. And I was curious about the words that they were saying versus the energy of the speech, how that would be taken by people who don't speak their language. I don't know if you've thought about that at all, but I'm just wondering about that.
Oh, yeah. What a great question. Absolutely. I mean, for one, for these three young men, again, it's all about what am I going to do? And this is a commonality, I think, throughout the military, even though I wouldn't, again, want to put this on everyone. But from the people I've talked to and the experiences that I've seen, it's really about, especially in those moments of imminent danger, always, you know, you have to watch, you know, your next footstep again, as I said, or you don't know where the threat's coming from. What are you doing? Everything is pretty much under the umbrella of survival and self-preservation. And one of the ways that these three men recognize themselves and reinforce the identity of who they are is this kind of trash talk, smack talk between themselves. And because they're dealing with an Afghanistan population of people that are helping that will not understand them, they are free in many respects to pontificate about the danger right in front of them, or to question the morality or the intentions of people all around them, knowing that they won't be understood. So, I mean, there's an incredible power in that freedom to express themselves that way, but it's, in my view, almost all centered back towards themselves and reinforcing this identity. How do I stay Wintrick or Dax or Armando? How do I retain that name? How do I retain my identity in a world and a specific setting where anything could kill me at any time? Everything is foreign to me. Even the things that I think I should know, I don't. And everybody's telling me that I shouldn't take anything for granted. Well, the way we do that, at least for these three people, are, again, to talk smack. What about hometowns, about girlfriends and families, about sports teams, about music, those cultural markers that they can retain in and of themselves. And also, I mean, we do see it. It's not really prevalent with these three characters, but you also see the othering of the Afghanistan population, right? I mean, this is one of the things that comes up time and time again throughout history when you're asking, you know, people to go to war, take lives. I mean, there's almost an immediate self-preservation step, and some of it's with malice, but some of it's self-preservation of the immediate othering of possible combatants. Because if you hold them up of equal value of yourself, it's even a more trepidous situation morally. And so that's what I think you see in the banter with these three guys. It's always back towards that retaining of identity and self-preservation. Not only through the cultural markers, but also the othering of possible enemy combatants.